My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Boy, we had an awkward moment in the Bronx last night after the thrilling Guardians come from behind victory.
Yes.
They poured it on in the top of the 12th.
It was awesome.
They end up winning. They take the first game. So then we had to hear the press conferences. We had to hear the one-on-ones in the locker room, and I hadn't heard this when I was in bed last night. Didn't know this existed, so this brought a smile to my face because we've all been in a similar situation of mistaken identity. So how can we set this up so to properly allow people in on how spectacularly awkward this truly was yesterday?
Well, Owen, Lane Thomas had a big hit in the 12th inning. Which, well, he needed.
He's a new guy to the Guardians.
Yeah, he's a new...
Matt Boyd, he's a new guy to the Guardians.
Are you trying to say white guys look alike? Is that just what you're trying
to
say?
The Guardians.
Just say it. Just say it.
Well, there happened to be a question from somebody, could not have been a Guardians reporter, correct?
Don't believe so.
And it unfolded like this.
What are the emotions like when you get that hit, especially considering how the first couple weeks have gone for you in Cleveland?
Oh, sorry, I'm Matt Boyd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Lane Thomas. All good, though. No worries. All good. We look alike. He's a good-looking guy.
Matt Boyd, who is the starting pitcher for the Cleveland Guardians.
All right. So
Matt Boyd and Lane Thomas, I
have you had that happen to you, Anthony?
Yes. Yes, absolutely I've had it happen. I've seen it happen. I've seen it in locker rooms. And obviously, in real life, you know, we've seen this go down. And so I want you to
look alike at all.
Evaluate. Not at all?
No. Except they're both white guys. That's it.
They're wearing ball caps, most likely, right? Is he wearing a ball cap there?
No, they're probably in the locker room. They're probably not wearing
They've
their
hit
head
the
at
showers,
all.
Anthony.
Matt Boyd has dark hair. Matt Boyd also calls himself a good-looking guy. I would agree, but it's interesting that he would call himself a good-looking guy. Ego taking
right,
over.
I'm watching the video here, and
he knows his worth.
Boyd is wearing a cap. He is wearing a cap.
Okay, in the video, he's wearing a hat. Now, is Lane Thomas wearing a hat? Now you get to see. Now I've sent you on a wild goose chase. Anyway, what do you do when someone? Because that was a very nice, quick way to say, "I'm sorry, I'm Matt Boyd." That's not.
He could have made this extremely awkward.
He should have made it extremely awkward. It would have been better for us.
Now, had it been after a loss,
had
it been after maybe a playoff
good
loss,
good point. Yeah,
I don't think he would have been nearly as happy.
Good point.
But he played it off like a total pro. And when this happens, when you've been mistaken, when someone comes to you, I've had so many people, Kenny, go the opposite route, take the opposite tact. When I've confused who they are, it's incredibly embarrassing, obviously, for me. Because they had an expectation that I would know who they are. And then when I didn't, they don't play it off the same way.
Yeah.
And they want you to almost wallow in it.
There are people, I've been, this happens with me and Cookie Pie every now and then. This has happened more than once. I will be somewhere with Cookie Pie.
You've confused Cookie Pie with someone who's good at his job?
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, it's reckless that he's good at his job. Anyway.
I see those standings every day.
We're both putting the
standings are printed out on the screens.
He is the Nebraska of football, of salespeople.
You got to go to the second page.
You were
page.
Great in the 90s, man. You were great in the 90s, and all we keep talking about is how you're going to be on the way back. We keep finding new ways to bring you back. Anyway, now that we've got the safeties back on, we can get back to the nature at hand. Hilbert and I have been out places. And Hilbert, you know, I'm basically all Irish and all English. There's no split. Hilbert is, I believe, part Lebanese. And he has been, I just said his last name, Cookie Pie has been confused that we've been confused for brothers. There has been a time, Cookie Pie has told this story, he was out, I think, at one of the places right here in Gateway, and he was drinking, and this was like, I think, before a Guardians game, and somebody thought he was me, and he kept saying he wasn't me, and finally the guy, he said the word, but he's like, okay, man, you don't need to be a Richard about it, all right? I was just wanting to say hi to you. And the guy thought it was me, and Cookie Pie just let it happen. So there's some guy out there who thinks he met me. He didn't meet me. He actually met Cookie Pie, and he thinks that I'm a complete jerk about it. That one I wanted to kick Cookie Pie up for. Either way, what do you do when someone messes up your name? Do you immediately tell them? Do you let them do it? Because there's been times if someone messes up my name, I just let it go.
I do too.
I let it go.
It's the path of least resistance.
Yes.
And I think it's the way to go.
But you end up being the jerk if you just let them do it. If you just let them do it for a long time, like if I just kept calling you Ricky Lima, I don't know why that name came to my head. If I just kept calling you Ricky Lima, and you didn't correct me after a while, like, why didn't you just tell me your name?
I just feel like there's a way to smooth things over as to not make somebody feel stupid because they didn't remember. Like, we all are in a different orbit every day of our lives. We have different things going on in our lives. We're introduced to people, especially when I was single, I was getting introduced, I mean, every night I was out and about. So it was shaking somebody's hand. What's your name? Immediately as that is coming out of their mouth,
you're
I am immediately
right.
forgetting well, their name.
You're going to run into it as young Mason gets older.
Right.
The big mistake is going to be they're going to call you Mason. I get called Wyatt a lot.
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
Because they just associate my son, and they know I'm his dad, and they go, hey, Wyatt, what's up? I'm like, actually, it's Owen. I always correct it.
Well, what I'd like to know is the mnemonic device that people go to, because that's the way that you remember people's names.
There have been people who can't believe I remember their names. I tap my head in different places, and I go, that's Ray. There's a guy named Ray who plays the Keno.
Wait, so he's back right?
Yeah, there's a guy named Ray who plays the Keno at Sammy's. And he plays the Keno over there at the beer store. And I met him before, and then I met him at the gas station. And he's a truck driver, and I know that his name's Ray. I know his last name. I'm not going to say his last name. He's a good guy. And I tap the back left corner of my head so I understand where he's at. I understand where he... And then I try to remember the place where I met them, everything about it. It's hard sometimes. I feel terrible sometimes, but I don't remember.
Works for
you. And then, honestly, there's been people, they go and they change their facial hair. Like, one guy had this great big beard the first time I met him. He shaved his face. He comes up to me, and he talks to me like we've known each other for years. I had zero clue. Zero clue. And then somebody else called him by his name and went, oh, my God, he shaved his face. It happened yesterday with us in the... downstairs in the convenience store. The one guy I'd always seen with sunglasses in the parking lot, and he wasn't wearing the sunglasses.
But he wasn't in the parking lot either. And those two things,
bingo,
that
bingo.
Dissonance makes it really
yes.
hard.
Yes. What do you do?
I think we've learned to just correct it right away. When someone gets your name wrong, correct it right away. No better example than Lawrence Timmons.
Do you say,
what
I'm sorry?
What's up, Scotty? What's up, my man? Scotty, you there?
Damn. Darn.
Hey, this is Lawrence. got Lawrence here.
Just let him know.
I never realized he corrects himself from saying Dan to Darn. Darn.
Darn it.
Doggone it to heck, Andy Baskin.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.